Welcome to Ask Trapper John. If it's Saturday morning, it must mean it's Trapper John time. Good morning, I'm Scott Lowe. Nice to have you along for the ride. We invite you to join us on the program if you have a question, a problem, you're seeking advice and counsel, you need some help from Trapper John. Here's our toll-free telephone number, 1-866-487-2773. Start getting dialing up and join us on the program. Good morning, Trapper John.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine morning?
Crappy.
Me too.
It took me about an hour and a half to get here this morning. Yeah. I hate summer construction. It's nice to get the roads done, but, you know, I had to drive through downtown Newcastle to get here today, and it just took forever and a day because of all the construction on the main highway. So
that's because when you were coming down 422, and we're going to get onto this expressway,
yeah,
they had it closed.
Yeah, right.
I know. I got the same thing to me. Well, it must have been a month ago.
Yeah.
I was coming back from Butler.
Yeah.
And I had to go around. There is a way that you can just go a short distance, cut onto a road, and come up back and get back on the first entrance.
Oh, sure. Now you tell me.
Well, I didn't. I did the same thing you did. I went through the whole darn city.
Yeah.
To get around. It took me an extra 30 minutes to get around. And because it caught me off guard.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So then when I got home, I got the map on the computer and pumped it up. So I figure if they're going to have this closed the next time I go, I'll be able to go around it.
Right,
so
there's
a way to do that.
All right.
So
we'll talk about it after.
Okay. Sure. While we're on the phone and it's just starting the program.
Hey, one more thing. Excuse me. Interrupt. I wrote a note. When I was driving through, I saw a sign on a little restaurant. It said slur cakes and bacon. I've never heard of a slur cake. What's a slur cake?
I haven't finished the idea. I don't want to know either.
Well, I had never, and it slur cakes and bacon, $1.99 it was.
I don't have the faintest idea, but I don't want to know.
Well, I do. I'm curious.
No. Well, right. You stop and find out.
All right.
But don't tell me.
I'm not going back that way.
Oh, well, what can I say?
All right. Well, anyway, sorry about that.
Anyway, we don't have any internet.
Yeah.
So we can't put the show up on the internet for those people that listen on the internet. We haven't had any internet since last Sunday. I have been calling Verizon. I have probably put 8 hours in on the phone talking to Verizon. Verizon has no idea what the word service means. They could care less if you have service. I was under the impression that monopolies were illegal. But apparently, from what I've been told by other people, they've kind of monopolized this area. Sprint has to use their lines, so you're in no better shape if you take Sprint, and AT&T won't even bother to come here. That's what I was told.
Jeez.
So you're stuck with these people. I'm stuck with these people, and they can do whatever they darn well please to you. Now, that's what's happening with our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You remember a thing called the PUC, the Public Utility Commission? There was a time when Ma Bell was the phone company of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Where if they stepped out of line, man, the PUC was all over them. Then some politicians, real morons, said, well, we don't really need to be doing this kind of thing. That's because somebody greased their palm.
Mm-hmm.
Like this little business you hear on there now, about this Illinois governor making deals to sell Obama's seat in the Senate.
Blagojevich.
Is there any such thing as an honest politician out there? I'd love to know. I really would.
Not sure.
Well, I'm not sure either, but I'm leaning towards thinking that there's no such animal. I think they're all self-centered, and they all want to make out for whatever's good for them and the hell with the rest of the world. This is a good example as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I may not get the internet back for the next 6 months, and they don't care.
Why should they?
Well, they got you captive.
Right. So if you're listening on the internet, sorry, we're not there.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's one of those deals that I am so frustrated you wouldn't believe it. After spending all that time on a phone talk, I talked to Daffy Duck, and then I talked to Mickey Mouse, and then I talked to Donald Duck, and then I talked to Goofy. I mean, this is the kind of responses you get from these people. Yeah. Oh, it's a joke.
Amazing.
It really is. I don't want to go there anymore because you're just going to get me upset.
All right. Well, let's talk about where you're going to be today and tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going, when the show is over, I'm going to go to Goddard State Park. That's Lake Wilhelm. They're having Pioneer Days up there.
Oh.
And, of course, every year I go to Pioneer Days and I set up my booth and I answer questions all day long and talk to folks and have a just wonderful time. Don't have to worry about the Internet or Verizon.
Well, Verizon's calling you now. They're upset.
I doubt it. I doubt it, seriously.
Well, the weather's supposed to hold off. It's supposed to rain later tonight, I guess.
Yes, that's what the story is. It's supposed to rain tonight, but not today.
All right, so Goddard, you're now explain to people who may not be familiar with it but would like to attend, looking for something to do today.
Well, it's you go up Route 79. You get off at...
Or down 79 if you happen to be up north.
Yeah, you get off at the Greenville exit.
Okay.
They changed all the numbers. I could have told you that was exit 4 in the past.
Yeah, right.
But it's not exit 4 no more, so, and I don't know what they changed it to now. So anyway, it used to be 4, but whatever it is now, it's the Greenville exit.
Okay.
So you get off there, and you make a left-hand turn if you're coming north. You make a right-hand turn if you're coming south. And I'm going to say probably 100 feet down the road, there's a split in the road. You stay to the right. You go back to the first crossroad, make a right, and stay on that. And you'll see the sign that says Pioneer Frolic.
Good.
Just before you cross the spillway of Lake Wilhelm.
Okay.
You just turn right, turn left. And there I am.
There you go. And he'll be waiting for you.
Yes.
All right, we have a caller right now. Frank is calling in from Edinburgh. So let's speak with Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're on with Trapper John. How are you?
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you.
Hey, I bought last year butterfly houses. I don't know if they're a joke or not, but I stained them all up and everything. And I'd like to know the proper way of putting them up. There's no direction to come with it.
They've been selling these things probably for the last 10, maybe 15 years. And they say that they'll go in there and they'll put their cocoon up in there type thing. I really don't know. I'm not into butterflies that much. I'm not into the moths that much, so I really haven't never looked into it. When you say the proper way to put them up, I would think you have to put them near the garden because that's where the butterflies are, where the flowers are, because they go from flower to flower that they're eating. So it would have to be in that area. Other than that, I can't tell you a whole lot about it. I can tell you this. I know two people that bought these things and put them up and had them up for over 3 years and never had a butterfly go into one of them.
I'm one of those three.
Yeah, maybe they were just sort of a joke, huh? Maybe they really don't work.
Well, let me put it this way, and I have said this throughout my lifetime on the radio, which if you've been listening, you know I've been doing radio for, 28, 29 years now.
Yeah.
There are products out there that were designed for one sole purpose, to get your money.
Yep.
Nobody cares whether they work or not, as long as they get your money. And this may be one of them. I'm not sure. I can't say because, like I said originally, I'm not into butterflies. I'm not into that stuff that much, so I really don't know a whole lot about the butterfly houses. But I can tell you this. There's a ton of products out there that don't work beyond the fact of getting your money. And that's the whole sole purpose of producing those products.
Okay, hey.
I know that's a terrible answer for you, but...
I thought maybe I got, there goes $30 for two houses, but oh well.
Yeah.
They've got me for more than that before, so I ain't hurt too bad.
Well, probably won't be the last time either.
No, it won't be the last time.
I want to say this to you. Do not, let me repeat that, do not feel alone. because there's a lot of us that have been taken out there several times over. So you're not by yourself, my friend.
Well, you know, what I was after is, you know, there's nothing, you know, when you're outside, and I got them hanging in my rhododendron bushes, but, I mean, there ain't nothing better than watching them butterflies. I mean, some of them are just absolutely gorgeous, you know.
Oh, there's no question about that.
So I figured if I could help things along, you know.
Well, sure, I understand.
Well,
it's worth the try. Now, I'm going to give you this advice. Go to the internet. Type in on any search engine butterflies, and you will get enough reading to keep you tied up for the next 6 months. Now, you're going to have to go through the reading, and you may find some stuff that will tell you how to do this, and you may decide that this is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Maybe there's someone listening who has had experience with these boxes and knows what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, they might call.
All right, we got to run for the break here, Frank.
Thank you.
You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Now. Coming up on 18 past the hour, we have Daryl, my good buddy Daryl from Conoquinessing in Butler County is calling in, and Vivian from Mercer. We'll get to those folks, and hopefully you too. Our toll-free number is 866-487-2773. You're listening to Ask Trapper John. Senior Living Guide Medical Wellness Store can keep you healthy and can save you money. It strives to offer you a variety of nutritional supplements and medical wellness products. You know, the cost of healthy living means making healthy choices. You know that. The Medical Wellness Store makes staying healthy affordable, too. And you don't need to get in the car and drive to the mall to go to a vitamin store either. You can do everything from the comfort of your own home. How about that? The Medical Wellness Store is at www.goseniors.net. And it's pleased to offer you a special Trapper John savings on an extensive line of nutritional supplements and medical wellness products. You won't believe what they have available. Products for bone and joint formulations, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal support. They've got high dose vitamin, mineral, and nutritional products. Something to help your mood and sleeping. Powerful antioxidants as well. And one product that I'll just mention for you is a vision product. It's NutraVision Plus 30 capsules, providing nutrients needed to maintain eye health. It's a great number of products available at the Senior Living Guide Medical Wellness Store. Go to goseniors.net, click on Medical Wellness Store, put in the coupon code TRAPPER, and get your discount on all prescribed choice vitamin supplements. All right, 23 minutes past the hour, and next up on in the firing line here is Daryl from Conoquinessing. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, Trapper. Morning, Scott.
How you doing, Daryl?
Good. I'm calling to change the subject a little bit. You know, we're coming near a birthday of our fine nation here on the 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
And the Mercer County people, the Tea Party and the Christian Coalition, the Mercer County Conservatives are having a rally at the courthouse on Saturday, July 3rd. It starts at 10 a.m. Now, we're going to be there. I'm the executive director of Patriot Call to Action. We're working with a gentleman, William Bean, who wrote a very fine book called Masters of Audacity and Deceit.
Yep.
And this book is something that every voter in this country should read before Election Day. Bill has really tied it together, telling us, you know, what is happening, what has happened, and what will happen if we don't do something about it. So what I'm calling is just to, you know, bring attention to the fact that we the people have to get involved. And one way to get involved is to go to these rallies. Find out what you can do to help.
We need to get active, don't we, Daryl?
We sure do have to get active. I mean, I've been preaching this for many years, but I'm very happy with the number of people who are becoming active now. But what happens, as you guys know, you go to one of these rallies, you listen to these fine speakers, or you read these wonderful books like Masters of Audacity and Deceit, but then you were left with, what can I do about it?
Right.
Well, if you go to our website, which is webpatriotservices.com.
That's W-E-B.
W-E-B, patrioticservices.com. This will tell you about that wonderful book, and then if you click on Patriot Call to Action, it'll tell you what we are doing.
Right.
We're going to be at that Mercy rally, and we're going to be selling the book, and we're going to be talking to people in the hopes of getting more people involved in our nation's business, as we should be.
All right. Now, that the name of the book, by the way, again, is Masters of Audacity and Deceit.
Correct, and it's by William Bean, B-E-E-N.
All right. Bill's a great guy. And Trapper John, you wanted to be there, but you are committed.
I'm working.
You're working.
I'm working. Unfortunately, commitments are made, and I never, ever walk away from a commitment.
Right.
I'll put it this way. If you're not as good as your word, you're not worth a damn in my mind.
There you go.
If you say, I'll be there, and you don't show up, you're worthless.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, when I have a commitment, which I have, I go.
Right.
Doesn't matter what I want to do, I go.
You wish you could be there.
Absolutely. I'd love to be there. Big mouth like I got, you know I'd love to be there and say my piece. You notice I sat here very quiet while Daryl was talking.
Yeah.
Because I was seething.
You were seething?
Yes. He keeps pushing my buttons. Like
right.
He says...
Hey, I try.
Not too many people are involved, and they say, what can you do? I have a problem with that. When you sit on your flat bottom and say, what can you do? Get up! That's what you do.
Yeah.
It irritates the devil out of me. And people go to these things. And when they walk away, they walk away.
Right.
They don't do anything else. That bothers me. You know I'm reading a book called The 5-Year Leap.
5,000.
Or The 5,000 Leap.
Right. 5,000-Year Leap.
Anyway, the book was given to me. I rushed out and bought 10 of them books so I can pass them out to people. I gave you one this morning.
Right.
I've given them to different people. I still have a few left that I'm passing out.
Right.
And each time somebody gets one, I ask them to sign it and either pass it on or return it so I can give it to someone else.
Right.
Because everybody got to read these things.
Right.
See? This is the same way with the book that Mr. Bean wrote.
Right.
You got to get these things into people's hands.
Exactly right.
One way or another.
There you go.
And if you don't, and then on the other hand, I say to myself, after they read and they find out what's going on, I wonder what they'll do.
Well, I think there's a movement underway, and Daryl, we've got about 30 seconds, by the way, but that's what the Tea Party movement is all about. They're getting people involved and active and getting them to do something, right?
That's correct, and so is Patriot Call to Action. You can visit that, like I say, on our website. And, Trapper, I'm thankful for what you do and how you feel basically the same. Well, if that's old guys, we all feel the same about the politics of our country. But we have to do something. We have to do it now.
Well, when you say we, that includes everybody.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
course.
Everybody doesn't feel the same way. There are a lot of folks out there that are waiting for somebody else to do something.
They
got to stop waiting and get up and do something.
All right, Daryl, we'll remind people again next Saturday, the steps of the Mercer County Courthouse starting at 10 o'clock, and we'll see you there, okay?
All right, hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Daryl, you have a nice day.
You guys also.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to break for the bottom of the hour, and we'll return with more. You're listening to Ask Trapper John. clean your gutters again. You heard me right. Never clean your gutters again. Well, how does that work? Well, you'll never clean your gutters again if you have gutter helmet, gutter protection systems on your house. You'll reduce your home maintenance and protect your investment. It installs right over your existing gutters. And it's recommended by friends and neighbors as the number one gutter protection system in the world. And Trapper John has it on his house. He knows it's the first, the best, the number one gutter protection system. Never clean your gutters again, and also get seamless gutters from The Gutter Deal. Jim Blackburn will take care of you. All you need to do is give Jim a call at 866-588-8582. Tell him Trapper John sent you. And find out more about Gutter Helmet. Jim Blackburn at 866-588-8582.
Are you looking to have an insect-free lawn and garden this year? Well, I bet you are. And I'll bet you're not quite sure how to do that. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you the solution. And what is the solution? Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, and Bonide is a corporation that puts out some very, very, very good products. One of them is called 8-Brand Lawn and Garden Insect Control, and it'll take care of most of your yard and garden insect problems. It works on contact and will repel insects for up to 30 days. This stuff takes care of over 100 different insects that'll get into your lawn, your roses, your flowers, your trees, your shrubs, your vegetables. I mean, you can use this all over your property to take care of these things. Works great on ticks, fleas, and ants. If you spray this on your house plants, spray it on your garden, spray it on your lawn, you get rid of all of these little critters that are causing you trouble.
It's a good weapon to have in your arsenal against...
Absolutely, and of course there's somebody out there saying, well, where can I get it? Well, that all depends on where you live. You can get it at most Agways. You can get it at Trader Horns. You can get it at locally here. You can get it at Craniacs or Agway. You can get it at True Values. I mean, it's in stores all over the place. If you live in Swickley, try Robinson Home and Garden. If you live in Bakerstown, try Bakerstown Feeds. If you live in Pittsburgh, you can go to any of the best feed and garden centers. If you go into a store and they don't have it, you're in the wrong store. That's the best I can tell you.
Bottom line.
Bottom line. That's it.
And by the way, we're going to take our calls in just 1 second. I'm going to ask, I asked Trapper this on my cross-country run this morning. I'm going over the countryside as I was on my detour. I saw at a restaurant in the Newcastle area, and I'd never seen this before. It had slur cakes and bacon for, I think it was $1.99. Slur cakes. Tell me what a slur cake is. I have not, and Trapper had never heard that before, and frankly said, I'm not sure I want to know what that is.
That's right. I don't want to know what that is.
So if you know what a slur cake is, let me know, would you? All right. It's 37 past the hour, and we have on the telephone with us Diane from Newcastle. Diane, you're on with Trapper John. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
He's fine. I'm terrible.
Oh, no. You know, I have a problem with chipmunks. And I would like to know how to get rid of them. They're eating my flowers and my herbs. And so what can I do?
Well, do you have access to the Internet?
No.
That's a shame.
Well, you don't have access to the Internet.
Well, that's why it's
story.
A shame.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
I've used Decon, those little blue...
That doesn't work. That does not work.
No, it's not working.
No, I can tell you it doesn't work because these animals are pack rats just like any other rodent, and they most of what they take out of the box and run away and hide, they don't eat ever.
Oh,
see, so it if you want to use something like Decon, mix it with cooking oil. Yes, they like the smell of the cooking oil, and it makes it gooey, so when they get it in their mouth they have to swallow it because they can't spit it out.
Okay.
And then it'll kill them.
Okay, good.
But you don't happen to have my book, I guess, either.
No, I don't.
Well, unfortunately, I can tell you how to do this, but you're not going to remember it, and it takes a while to get it said. But if you can go to the library, or if you know somebody that can go to the internet, go to my website. AskTrapperJohn.com is my website. And they can click on Trapper Topics, they can click on Chipmunks, and then they can print that out and give it to you. And step by step, it tells you how to control them. You're never going to get rid of them, but mm-hmm. you can control them.
Okay. Now, there's a place, I think they're coming out of a hole in the ground, and I thought maybe I can pour something down there to kill
them. That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
If you pour something down there, they will just use a different hole.
Uh-huh.
That
now, there's somebody next door to me has a bird feeder, and I think they're coming. They go and eat the bird seed, and then they come across my property. And
well, I hate to tell you this, ma'am, but the ones in the next door neighbor's property are not the problem. The problem are the ones that live at your place. And believe me, there's a lot of them living at your place.
Oh, my.
Well, she doesn't want to hear
that. I had a situation with a lady some years ago, I will tell you briefly.
Uh-huh.
She kept telling me about this cute little chipmunk, the only one on her property. And I kept trying to explain to her that they all look alike.
Yeah,
There's a ton of them. Well, okay. She had a stone wall went down her driveway, and one day she come out and the stone wall was laying in the driveway. So then this gentleman that she hired came, cleaned it up, and was going to rebuild the wall, and he went up to the house and he said to her, "You better get rid of the chipmunks, ma'am, because they're the ones that caused the problem. They got the back of that wall all dug out and full of tunnels.
Oh, my.
When I get it put back up, I can't promise you that they're not going to knock it down again in a year or so."
Oh, wow.
Well, she wouldn't believe me, but she believed him.
Uh-huh.
Because it was going to cost her money, I think.
Uh-huh.
You have to know this lady.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is the problem. There's no such thing as a chipmunk on your property. There's
right.
a lot of chipmunks on your property. And if you don't come up with a method, you're not going to get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
But you can control them. You kill a whole bunch of them and keep using the method that you're using, whatever it is that works.
Uh-huh.
And I, of course, like my method. Been using it for over 45 years now.
The chipmunk method.
And it works very well. But you got to go to asktrapperjohn.com
okay.
to get it.
I can go to the library and do that.
Sure.
Well, you know what else I did? And I did kill one. It was, I got the decon and mixed it with peanut butter. And
one
of them did die.
Yeah, anything that you can mix it with.
Uh-huh.
Say when you get my chipmunk method, it will give you two different things you can mix with peanut butter, Rodex and Decon.
Rodex.
Yes, and it'll tell you step by step how to really get a lot of them.
Yeah, the process is what works.
Yes.
How do you spell Rodex?
RODEX. You can get that at Agway stores.
Yeah, you can't get that at Walmart?
No, you can get that at Agway stores.
Okay.
You can't get that at any big box store.
Uh-huh.
You can get it at Agway.
Well, does it work the same as the Decon does?
No, it's much better.
Much better. Okay, well, I'll have to get that then. And I'm going to try your first method you told me, mix it with the cooking oil.
Yeah. That's what you mix Decon with.
Yes.
That isn't what you mix Rodex with.
No.
You have to go to asktrapperjohn.com.
You want to get it right.
And get that method printed out so you can read it, and it'll tell you step by step.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll be glad to do that.
All right.
Thank you for your help, sir.
Okay, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye now.
43 past the hour, and our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-487-2773. Next up in the firing line is Frank, calling in from Oil City. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great.
My question is, I guess I got two of them, and I think you might have touched on one just previously during an ad. Ants and ant hills near my property. And the second one is, what can I do about spiders on my house siding?
Okay, well, let's get to the ants first. Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes.
if you go to asktrapperjohn.com, click on Trapper Topics.
Okay.
The first item that you will see when it's going to bring down a menu, the first item you see is ants. And there's about two pages of information there, and it will tell you step by step how to very cheaply get rid of those anthills in your yard.
Okay.
Now, let's move on to the spiders on your wall. While you are up there, you can go down that menu, which is in alphabetical order, and you will come to a point where it says spiders. And you can read that, and that will tell you step by step how to eliminate them on your house.
Okay, I can do that.
Well, if you do that, I think you'll be delighted with the results, provided you follow the instructions.
Okay, Trapper.
All right, you
hey,
have
Frank.
A great...
Hey, Frank, what's,
yes?
a, what's a slur cake? Do you know?
Pardon me?
What's a slur cake?
Slur cake? How do you spell that?
S-L-U-R. And I guess it's a legitimate food item I saw on a sign at a restaurant.
No, 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 no. Wait a minute. Oh, but back up.
What?
Just because you saw it in a restaurant sign doesn't make it legitimate.
Well, they think it is.
Well, they're allowed to have their opinion.
Well, there you go. I'm just...
But Frank and I don't know what it is, and we probably wouldn't eat it if you showed it to us.
Well, I'm not saying that you would. I'm just wondering what the heck it is.
I know, but it's not legitimate.
I just thought, Frank...
You have to get rid of that word legitimate.
You have to get rid of that word legitimate. I never said it was legitimate in the first place.
Yes, you did.
The legitimate never came out of my mouth until you mentioned legitimate.
Frank, you were listening. Did he say that?
I heard that. My wife bakes a lot, and she never heard of it, so... It's some contrived name.
Right.
You're no help, Frank. Thanks.
All right. Okay.
Have a good day, Frank.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right,
okay, bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Just in time for a break. Holy cow. All right. About 14 minutes before the hour, we're going to break now, and we'll return with segment four this hour. Stick with us, won't you? You're listening to Ask Trapper John.
If you don't know what's in your soil or your water, and if you're having a problem explaining why your plants are not doing so well, I think what happens here is you need to get a soil analysis test from Texas Plant and Soil Lab. And the reason you need that is because then you will know what's going on in your soil and in your water, and you will have some idea as to what's causing the problem with your plants, and you will be able to raise the harvest, your yield, get more tomatoes, more broccoli, more this, more that, and more whatever you're planting. Very bluntly, I know it's late in the season and for getting a soil test, but it's never too late to find out what the problems are.
It is too late in the season or late in the season?
Well, people feel that way because they say, well, my plants are already growing and I'm already done with this and I'm already, you know how that works.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that's the wrong attitude because, see, then they'll forget and then next year they'll be in the same boat and say the same thing again and over and over and over again. And all you're doing is causing your own problems. You are becoming your own worst enemy, as they say.
What do you mean, becoming?
And well, you are then. Okay. But seriously, set all of that aside and say this. Everybody, I don't care who it is, everybody needs to get their soil analyzed. And you need to do this at least once every 3 years or so. Because soils change. Now, you can, in between getting a good comprehensive test, you can just get an easy what fertilizers I need and what the pH raising done. You know, it's cheaper to get that. And you should do that every other year or so. But right now, if you've never had a test, you should get their full test, which is a little more expensive. But it will cover everything stuff you never even dreamt of.
A complete test gives you everything.
Right. It goes over everything. It goes over the micronutrients that you need in your soil. It goes
or
over
that you don't have. Right.
Right. That you need in your soil. Right. It goes over the fertilizers. Did you know that plants absorb different types and amounts of fertilizer throughout the course of their life?
No.
See, people don't know these things, but these reports will tell you this.
And this is a great company, too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. They are, as far as I'm concerned, the best. But the bottom line is, whether they're the best or not, it isn't going to help you a bit unless you do something to get the information that you need from these people. If you don't contact them and get one of these tests, you're making a mistake. Now, the way to contact them is this. You can go to the internet, to the web. It's www.TPSL. That stands for Texas Plant and Soil Lab. .biz, B-I-Z. www.TPSL.biz. Now, if you don't want to do that, you can pick up the phone and call 956-383-0739. Don't wait. Get it now. You can start making the changes, and you will produce a better garden this year. And if you do this, you'll even have a better one next year.
All right, there you go. And let's get right back to the telephone callers, shall we? Here's Russ calling in from Newcastle. Russ, you're on with Trapper John.
Hello, Trapper. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey, I can hear again.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so am I. You tell anybody that I'll recommend them 100%. Avada is one of the best hearing places there is.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad I'm not the only guy.
Now, wait a minute. Let's do the. You know, we have to do a commercial for Avada. So I'm Russ.
Well, I'm just going to hang up. I just wanted to thank you for your information.
Well, take a minute here. Tell people what you did and what took place when you went in to see Avada.
You want me to tell you now?
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
Please.
Okay, I went in there and they checked my ears and they were all plugged up. And they went in there and they dug out and they dug out and they dug out. And he said, I got to come back again next Monday to make a double check, and then they're going to test my hearing to make sure I don't need nothing. but I can hear fine now.
And
they are great people.
Good deal. And you went to the Newcastle office?
The Newcastle office, yeah.
Very good. Well, I'm sure they appreciate all of your kind words, but they're a great professional company, and they know what they're doing, don't they?
And they are very polite, too.
Very good. Well, we appreciate that, Russ. Thank you very much.
I wanted to call you and thank you.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and I'm sure Avad appreciates it. And and the people that are listening that are in the same boat that you and I are in and needed some help, I hope they pick up step along or get along and get out there and get some
along,
help.
Yeah.
So get up, get out, and get going.
You better believe it.
At least I can hear again. I don't have to fight with the wife on the TV.
There you go.
Oh, boy, that makes your life easier all in and of itself, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, she's happy again.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Very good, Russ. Thanks a lot for
thank
calling.
Thank you very much. You have a very nice day.
You
do the same,
bye.
My friend.
Bye-bye. Since we look up, give Avada's phone number.
Hold on a minute. I have to change pages here. You're shifting my gears.
Well, I know. Well, it's Russ's
fault.
Well,
since we don't have anybody on there, I'm just going to do my Avada. Now, you heard what Russ had to say.
Yeah.
And you've heard what I had to say. If you're having a problem. Now, Russ's problem was a ton of wax in his ears.
Yeah.
Which they cleaned out, and he can hear. My problem was, I didn't have the wax in the ear. I just didn't have the hearing. And they solved that, too.
And you know what the neat thing is? You don't know you have a wax in your ear, but you can see the wax in your ear. And you say, well, how can you see in your own ears? Well, they have a special camera.
Well,
they
stick this little thing into your ear, and it doesn't hurt or anything.
Right.
And they're not going in there, you know, real far. They're just slowly going into your ear. And man, all of a sudden you see all of this.
All the crud that's in your ear.
Yeah. It ruined your hearing. Well, I don't know what else to say.
Well, it did for us.
It does for everybody.
Well, sure.
Because it when your ears are plugged up with wax, you're in trouble.
That's a good. You know, the good thing is you don't. Every time, you know, it's because you have bad hearing doesn't mean that you're going to need a hearing device.
No, you may just need to get your ears cleaned out. In fact, how many times have I said that? When I'm talking about this, I tell them that if you have a problem, they will safely remove the wax.
Right.
And I love that camera.
That's amazing.
Look in there and you can see what's going on in your ear. I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's marvelous. But the nice thing about Avada is, like he said, they're very courteous, they're very polite, and very professional.
Yeah.
And they do an excellent, excellent job of testing to make sure that your hearing is satisfactory before they let you go.
Right.
And if it isn't, all you need to do is say, Trapper John sent me, and they'll let you take a pair of their hearing instruments and wear them for 2 weeks, free of charge.
How about that?
You can put them on, you can take them home, you wear them, you can decide whether or not you want to solve your problem.
Right.
And that's the bottom line.
Sure.
Like, I have a brother that he can't hear, but according to him, people just whisper. They don't speak up. He don't want to spend the money.
Right.
I love him dearly, but he's tighter than can be.
Yeah.
See? But he'll go through life like that because he don't want to spend the money. Well, the bottom line is he doesn't have the faintest idea what he's missing.
Right. So what's Avada's phone number? How can people get a hold of
him? Well, that's easy. They can pick up that phone and dial 1-800-989-5920. That's 800-989-5920. And if you do that, you will talk to either Chris or Lisa, and they will set up an appointment at their nearest office to you, and maybe they'll just clean your ears and send you on your way. But on the other hand, maybe they'll give you some instruments to wear and find out if you'd really like to see what's going on in the world.
Well, that's what happened to Russ. This guy's ears cleaned out.
Well, that's what happened to John, too.
Right. Well,
they didn't clean my ears out because my hearing was shot.
All right, we got a break here, and for the news, we'll come back with hour number two. Stay tuned. You're listening to Ask Trapper John.
We'll be right back.
number two in your ears this morning of Ask Trapper John. I'm Scott Lowe. Nice to have you with us today. Subject of this week's program, we're talking about slur cakes.
No, and we're not. We're, you are.
Yeah, I know. It just bothers me now that I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is.
You don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
No, then why did you tell me I wouldn't even be talking? What? What is it?
I didn't want to go there.
What?
That's why they do this.
What?
It's like you heard the expression, hot cakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know that. Pancakes.
Same thing.
Yeah, but why do they call it slur?
You have to ask them that. I can't answer that question for you.
All right.
But that's what it is. It's pancakes.
All right. If you're in Newcastle and you know that restaurant, you may know that restaurant I'm talking about. I just drove by it, happened to see it on the sign. I want to know what it is. And it's bothering me because I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
Well, I want to get something said here before we go on. We have a caller on the phone. Joshua's Haven presents Valley Alive. Now, this is two nights of entertainment and worship. This is reaching out to the Valley for Christ is what they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some special guest speakers, Bill Rudge and BJ Rudge. These are really two great speakers, I'm telling you. And they're going to have live music, and they're going to have two nights, and this is at the Sharon High School Auditorium. Free admission. Don't cost nothing to go. And the first night will be Saturday, August the 7th. It'll be from 6 to 9 p.m. The doors open at 5:30, and that is youth night. That's the night I go to. Now, you can't go because you're old, see. But you can go on Sunday, August the 8th, to family night. That's 7 to 9, and the doors open at 6:30. That's for older people.
I see.
Not for us young folks.
And you won't be there.
No, I'm going to the youth.
I understand. Okay.
I belong in the youth group.
Of course you see. Do. Of course you
so
do.
And I will talk about this again before they occur, several times probably.
All right. And let me mention, while you're on the subject of going places and being places.
If you hold on a minute, we can... Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
What?
Sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
You're going to be at Goddard State Park?
Yep,
today,
Lake Wilhelm today.
And tomorrow. You're zipping out as soon as the show's over.
As soon as the show's over, boy, I'm going to jump in the car and take off because I can't wait to get up there. And they have all kinds of good... They have the Keelings. I get to hear them. I love them.
Okay.
And there'll be people there asking questions and hot dogs and ice cream.
I was waiting for you to get to the food part.
I can't wait to get to the food part.
There you go. You'll be there at Goddard today and tomorrow, and next weekend, actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, next weekend.
Elwood City.
The Elwood City. That's a great
Ewing
event.
Park.
That's a Ewing Park. Great event.
Ewing Park.
That's the internet version, Ewing Park. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Vivian.
Okay. Vivian from Mercer. Good morning. Hi, Vivian.
Good morning. It's good to hear Trapper and both your voices. You've got such strong voices and so healthy sounding. But, you know, we're all celebrating, I think, our national holiday.
Right.
And, of course, in Mercer, we're having the Christian Coalition is having the what we call the Patriots Rally or a Tea Party.
Yeah, next weekend.
This next weekend, Saturday, and the Keelings are going to be there. Randy Keeling will be in charge of our music, and that starts at 9:30.
Oh, great.
That's
and
wonderful.
Our speakers are outstanding. We have Kim Stauffer, who's going to be talking about preserving gun rights, and then we'll have discussion on amnesty, taxation. Just come, you know, and it's a good time to kind of share your concerns about our government and how to preserve the Constitution.
Now this
but
one...
I have another question I wanted to ask Trapper. We have almost a pet chipmunk, and my husband has tried the Rolex with the peanut butter. Is there anything else? He kind of runs around and looks at us, and he just scampers right past that. Is there anything else you'd suggest?
Yeah, you can use a rat trap.
Okay. I guess that's about it. I've had one out there. But for some reason, it gets set off. You know what's setting it off? I don't know. But
if you give somebody a Rolex, they're going to keep coming back for more.
Rolexin. What's the name of that poison?
Rodex.
Rodex. Yeah, okay, yeah. Got it.
Can get it at Agway.
Yes, yes, we've got that, and that's what he's mixing with the peanut butter. And
yeah,
he
but is
seems
he putting
to
it
like
in...
our bird feed more than what he likes that peanut butter.
Is he putting it into a tube like it says?
Yeah.
Okay, because, and you set that back out of the way, and they'll go after it.
Yeah, well, he's got it in a tube, and that old chipmunk is just so smart.
Well, so... I hate to tell you this, but there is not any such thing as a chipmunk.
Well,
they
that's
all
what
look
we're
alike.
Afraid of.
They all look alike, and I'd be willing to bet you you've got a lot more than a chipmunk on your property.
Probably, and they keep burrowing into our stone wall.
Uh-huh. Eventually,
well,
they'll knock it over.
Believe it or not, you're right. They will.
Yep. So we keep trying different things, and we just...
Well, if he does...
I agree with you. It could be another one, but, boy, they really do look alike, and they're cute. They're cute little things, but, boy, they really enjoy our bird feed.
Well, that's why they're not going into the tubes, because you're feeding them elsewhere.
Right.
That's probably
that
it.
That makes sense.
You gotta clean up your act and then put the tubes out, and then that way you'll get a chance to get them.
Yeah. Starve him, huh?
Yeah.
As long as there's bird seed out there, they're going to go to the bird seed.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
That's what he's doing. Well, we hope to see a good many people next Saturday in Mercer.
Yeah,
join the music and learn a lot.
I really hope there'll be a lot of folks there, too. I think
feels
it's very important.
God bless you all, and pray for a good day.
Yes.
You know the 5,000, you know the book, 5,000 Year Leap?
Yes, do.
You know, they gave me one to read, so I went out and bought 10 of them to give out to people.
That's a good book. It really tells you how our fathers struggled to get a perfect constitution.
Right. Well, it's very enlightening.
Have you been watching Glenn Beck by any chance? He's been talking about the founding fathers and what their intentions were and what our country was built
on.
Well,
you read this book, you'll know for sure what they were.
And now they think they have to make all these other amendments, like, you know, what is this one? They're limited terms, you know?
Yeah, term limits.
The Constitution says if we just get out there and vote, what a person is doing, you vote them out. But our people are not voting.
3 out of 4 people don't vote. 3 out of 4 registered voters don't vote.
Right. And they're wondering why our culture is falling apart.
Yep.
The Christians aren't voting.
Right.
The Christians aren't standing up. I mean, we want them to pray, but let's, you know, be real disciples and get out there and work and save our culture.
We need to get energized.
You know this slurry that the man was talking about?
Yeah.
So much of that is terminology from different cultures.
You know, I wanted to say something to you, Vivian, and I'm sure you already know this. Christian is just a name. In some people's mind, it's not an attitude.
Right.
See, in my mind and in your mind, it's an attitude. Christian means that you try to do like Christ says. But to a lot of people, it's just a name, and they just go about their business and live any old way they feel like, and they don't do much of anything. And if somebody says, "What are you?" they say, "Oh, I'm a Christian."
Yeah.
And that gives us a bad name. So I wish they'd straighten up their act.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. I guess he told you, Vivian.
Yes.
All right. You have a nice day.
See
God bless you, too.
We'll see
you at the next meeting.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next up in the line of fire is going to be Helen from Meadville. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. Beautiful morning.
Yes, it is.
Well, I was listening to you this morning, which I listen to every Saturday morning. I do enjoy your program.
I'd love to hear that.
But I was hearing about chipmunks. Now, the way I catch chipmunks, you better get ready and have a chipmunk cemetery. You take a 5-gallon bucket, fill it 1/3 full of water or something like that, and then put in a couple handfuls of sunflower seeds over the top, and you make a ramp up there. So the chippies could get up there. Well, they look in there, they see the sunflower seeds, and they jump in, and they can't get out. Last year, I caught 12.
Wow.
And this year, I started, and I've caught one. because I ran out of sunflower seeds. So that's one way that person can try and see if it'll work for him.
If you would like to see the instructions on how to make one of them, you can go up to the internet and go to asktrapperjohn.com, click on Trapper Topics, and a menu will come up, and it's in alphabetical order. If you look down there, you will see it says Bucket Trap, and it will tell you step by step how they're made.
It's very simple. I mean, I did real well. I told my neighbors about it, and they made a mistake and put it out at night, and the raccoons got it.
Yeah, well, the raccoons like sunflower seeds also.
I know. So I told them, I says, well, don't put it out at night. I put it out in the morning when the chippies are out.
That's the way to do it.
But he gave up. He thought he got fooled and wasn't going to try it again. So I don't know if he's trying it this year or not.
Well, but some people are very easily dissuaded.
Yes, well, so I ran out of sunflower seeds, and I'm going to make a bucket full and try to catch a few of them because they do a lot of damage.
They can indeed. All right, we have to break for the news, or break for our local stations here, Helen.
Okay, we'll talk another time.
All right.
Have a
All
good
right.
day.
Please call
Bye-bye.
Back. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe is sitting by. We'll get to Joe in just a couple of minutes, and you too. Give us a call, won't you? You're listening to Ask Trapper John. Okal-dokal, 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. Let's jump right back into the phone bank here and kick off this segment and speak with Joe from Titusville. Joe, you're on with Trapper John. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Trapper. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I have just one question. Where can I buy that Uncle Albert's
Super
Ant Bait? Ant Bait.
Well,
I live in Titusville.
I will tell you this. I'm going to say it was probably maybe a year ago, maybe a little longer, that I got a call from one retailer, and he said, I've had an order in for Uncle Albert's for 2 months, and I haven't been able to get it.
Oh.
And I said, it's first I heard of it. Then I called another dealer and asked him, and he said, I still have some on the shelf. He says, but I was going to put an order in anyway, so I'll do it and see what happens. Well, he called me back and said, I couldn't place the order by phone. Phone was disconnected.
Oh.
So I have no idea what's going on. I can't tell you. It was an excellent product.
A couple years ago, I went to 5M down here in Titusville, and I bought some. And I just ran out here about a month ago, and I thought it was excellent. It did a great job.
Yes, it did.
I went down to 5M and talked to that gal down there, and she said, well, we haven't had it for over a year. She said, I know Trapper John really likes it, but we just don't get it anymore.
Well, that was the company that called me and said they had the order in for several months and couldn't get it.
Huh.
And,
I went on the computer, and I got up Uncle Albert's, and I wrote them, and I asked them where under the store locator. I said, where can I find a store around Titusville that sells it? But they never answered me.
Well, see, this is the problem. I don't have any idea what's going on. It's an excellent product. Jerry, the gentleman that invented the product or made the product, he had a massive heart attack one day at work, and he was dead before he hit the floor. Well, then his wife, she sold the company to somebody else, and that somebody else, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's going on, but I tried to contact them at least a half a dozen times after I found out that people couldn't get it. And I got nowhere trying to contact them, so I finally gave up. And I got on the air at that time, and I said that I don't know what the story is, but this stuff is not available anymore. And if they want to sell it, they better get it available.
Yeah.
Well, I
haven't
heard.
Do you have any recommendations for a comparable product?
Terro. T-E-R-R-O. Terro Company. Years ago, their product was excellent. Then they had to change the formula for some reason. I can't give you the reasons for that. I just was told that they had to change the formula. Well, then it didn't work.
Hmm.
Well, then here several years ago, they changed the formula again, and it works beautifully again.
Okay.
So you can get that just about anywhere. I mean, True Value carries it. Ace carries it. You can get it in Walmart. You can get it at Meadville Farm and Garden. You get it at Agway. Just about every store carries Terro products. Now,
okay.
If you're looking for the little wee ants,
uh-huh.
Then there's a box the box is about 5 inches high and about 6 inches long, and it's probably an inch thick, and it's orange. That one has little bait stations in it that work great for the small ants.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking for the big carpenter ants, then the box is different. It's about, it looks to be about 3 inches wide, about 5 inches high, and about 6 inches long. And the bait stations in that have an orange bottom and a green dome top. It says for outside use, but it works great in the house and out of the house on the big ants.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate the help.
All right, you have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, I'd love to see Uncle Albert's get back in the market, but unfortunately, I don't have any control over that.
All right, what happened to your finger there? I meant to ask you.
Your
index finger, you've got a cast on it.
I got into an argument with a table saw.
And you lost, apparently.
Yes, the table saw won, hands down. Almost hands off. But anyway, that's what happened.
Holy cow.
Let's move on and talk to Joe up in Titusville.
No, we just did. Walter.
Let's talk to Walter.
Blacktown. Hey,
Walter.
Walter,
how are you?
Morning. Morning, Trapper John.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I My daughter has problems with snakes.
Well,
are you there?
Tell me what the problems are.
Well, they're all around her house, and I mow the grass down and stuff. She said there's some holes alongside of the house. So I don't know what it is. My legs are terrible, and I don't go walking around like that anymore.
Okay, well, let me tell you how to solve that problem. Do you have a pencil?
Hold on. Blair, come here. Just a second, Trapper.
Okay.
How do you know what kind of snakes they are?
Doesn't matter.
Probably garter snakes.
Okay.
Well, it could be garter, could be Kirkland, could be milk snakes.
Okay.
There's a lot of them.
Go ahead, Trapper.
All right.
Thank you for waiting.
You want to go over to Grove City.
Go over to where?
Grove City. You're in Blacktown.
Okay. Yeah, we're near Grove City.
Yeah. Go up to Grove City to Oesterlings.
Okay.
That's Oesterlings.
Okay.
Now, Oesterlings is at the end of, I believe...
We know where it is.
Oh, yep. Okay. Anyway, go up there and you want to ask for this product. You want to ask for Liquid Fence. That's the name of the company. Liquid Fence Company.
Okay.
You want to ask for their snake repellent.
Snake repellent.
This stuff works great. In fact, do you ever watch the guy on television? They call him the Exterminator.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
No, I haven't watched it, but I've seen the advertisements.
Okay, well, he uses this. He thinks this stuff is fantastic, and he uses it because of poisonous snakes down south. I've used it. I know people have used it. We test it. The stuff works great, provided
you follow the
instructions.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got a break for the news.
So I would suggest you get some of that and use it.
Yeah, thanks, Trapper John.
All right, take care, Walter.
Have a great
day. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right, news is upon us. We'll take a break and then come back with more. All right? You're listening to Ask Trapper John. We'll be right back.
Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, put out by Bonide. That's a product I use because I'm an organic gardener, as you know. And I'll tell you what, I love it. It works really fast, and it's very effective. And it does an excellent job, and this stuff takes care of a ton of insects. Now, you can use it in your flower garden. You can use it in your vegetable garden. You can spray it on your fruit trees or your shrubs or your berries, your perennials. Just about anywhere you want to spray this, you can spray this, and it does an excellent job. Now, you can get this in a quart ready to use, or you can get it in a quart on a hose end sprayer, or you can get it as a concentrate. Now, I buy the concentrate and put it into my sprayer because I like to use it that way. But I'm telling you now, if you have a garden and you are organic, this is the brew that you need to get rid of all those chewy little and sucky little bugs, beetles, spiders, mites, borers, you name it. It takes care of them. Now, don't forget, it's put out by Bonide. It's called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, and you can get this in just about any store you go to. In fact, if you go into a store and they don't carry Bonide products, you're hunting in the wrong store. You should be hunting in another store.
All right, 35 past the hour, and we have a caller on the line. This is Joyce from Hermitage, and Joyce is going to tell us what a slur cake is. Oh, come on, Joyce.
I don't think so.
All right, just trying. I want to know.
I am going to ask Trapper John what he thought about the crowd in Mercer last night.
What I didn't catch that.
What you thought?
What did you think about the crowd in Mercer last night? That place was packed.
The crowd in Mercer last night.
Well, you talking about at the concert?
Concert.
I love the concerts. I go to every concert because Audrey plays in the band.
Well, I have three family members in the band too, but I think that's the biggest crowd I've seen there yet. I could be blowing smoke here, but they were really packed.
There, at one point, and I can't tell you when it was, but Henley Hogue, and Henley's the gentleman that runs it. He puts it on. Been putting it on for 33 years. But at one point in time, they had over 2,500 people there. I don't think they beat that last night.
Okay, I might have not been going when they had the 2,500.
Well, that's a couple years ago, but I can't remember that. He mentioned that, and I don't remember when it was. I really don't. But you talk about crowded. The yard was full. The street was
full.
The sidewalks were full.
It was like, I don't know, just like, I can't even explain it. I just thought it was great.
Oh, it was. Well, hey, listen, they do an excellent job.
Yes, and we have another one coming up this Friday.
Every Friday from now until...
But I mean the Mercer Community Band plays this Friday again.
Yes, yes. They don't play every week. You have to get a schedule. I have a schedule, but I gave it to Audrey, and she's got it upstairs, so I can't tell you what weeks they do and don't play, but... they don't play every week. They're going to be down here one week playing in Buell Park.
Buell Park, mm-hmm.
Which is nice. And as far as I'm concerned, Henley always says the best music anywhere in Mercer on a Friday night.
There you go. And by the way, Buell Park is Sunday, July 18th at 6 o'clock.
Ah, there you go. But I wanted to tell you, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they mentioned this. The people in that band, they get the music at like 7:30 or so on Thursday night.
Yep.
And
they're done at home by 9:30, quarter to 10, and that's all they got.
They have a two-hour practice.
Yep.
This is the first time they ever laid eyes on the music, and they sound so good. There's a lot of talent sitting up there on that stage.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like they've been practicing forever.
Yes. It always amazes me. It always amazes me. I am always overwhelmed at how well they do. And last night was a special treat for me and the people from our church because Brandy Vallely, the lady that sang, she's a member of the church. And, boy, we were delighted to hear that she'd been invited to go up there. She has a gorgeous voice.
She has a beautiful voice, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
I didn't get to hear all of her because I had to take a grandchild to the restroom, and that took a while, so.
Well, I understand, but I'll tell you what. She is fantastic. She sings in church once in a while, and I just enjoy it immensely.
She was beautiful. Now, may I ask you a couple questions, please?
Certainly.
Okay, you had mentioned several weeks ago about taro ant granules and that the ants take outside, this is for outside, and the ants take it back to the nest and kill off the others. Okay,
right.
Okay, but you also say follow the directions. But the directions say after you put it down to wet it. Can they still pick it up and take it back to the nest?
Well, let me explain something to you about ants. Ants cannot eat solid food.
Oh, okay.
Ants, their digestive juices are in their mouth. So they chew it until it liquefies, and then they take it back. They have two stomachs, by the way. So when they chew it, they put it into the stomach that's not connected to their body. It's like a suitcase. And then they take it back and they regurgitate it so that it can be fed to the larva and the queen and the rest of the ants there. Now you're learning more about ants than you ever wanted to know.
Yeah, that's probably what the two bumps are for, one stomach and the other stomach maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, you wet it down to soften it up, which makes it easier for them, and it makes them more prone to use it.
Well, I was concerned that maybe you knew something that I didn't know, that they didn't know, so I was going to do it, just lay it down, but I will follow the directions.
I can tell you without fear of contradiction. It probably was something that you didn't know that I knew, but I can promise you, they knew.
Okay, good. Now, my other question is the quick and easiest way to get gum off the bottom of a shoe.
Get gum off the bottom of a shoe?
Yes, other than using Goo Gone and a screwdriver.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, mercy. It's gross.
And, well, actually, Goo
Gone...
I'm
not putting it in the freezer, Trapper, so don't say put the shoe in the freezer.
Well, no, I wouldn't put the shoe in the freezer either. I know there are people who will tell you that because then the gum gets hard and you can pop it off of there. But the easiest way to get gum off of a shoe is to not get it on there to begin with, naturally.
Well, you have to walk constantly with your head down and then you walk into cars, so that don't work.
Well, sure it does because you might see a $10 bill laying down there. But you said the easiest way, and I wanted to tell you the easiest way, even though you can't do it.
Okay.
But there isn't any easy way. The best way to do that is to take an ice cube, put the ice cube into a plastic bag to keep the water off of it, and then hold the ice cube on the chewing gum.
Okay. I'm writing.
Now, if you have a tray that has dividers in it, take one of the dividers out so you have a bigger ice cube. It works better.
Okay.
And then just hold it on there for a while, and then you can... The same thing as putting it in the freezer. You harden the chewing gum, and then it'll pop... Most of it will pop off.
With the screwdriver.
Well, just by your fingers once it's frozen.
Oh, no. I'm not touching it.
Okay, well, with a screwdriver. But that's the easiest way is to use the ice cube and then pop it off.
Okay, well, I'm going to make a bigger ice cube right now and have it in there handy because I've got it on one shoe and then a week or so later got it on the other shoe.
Well, what I used to do to solve that problem, because you need a fairly decent size ice cube, is I would take a half-cup measuring cup and I'd fill it with water, stick it in the freezer, and then I'd come back later, take it out, and I would just dip it into hot water and then turn it over, and the ice cube would drop out. I'd put it into a bag. I'd turn the shoe over. I'd set it on there, and then I'd wrap it real good. And I always used an ace bandage because it was convenient. And, you know, you got those little things that hook it together. So I'd wrap it around there real good to hold it, hook it together, set it over in the corner, and go about my business. I'd come back about 15, 20 minutes later and pop the gum off.
Okay. Well, I'm going to freeze a couple big ones maybe and keep it in there for an emergency the next time. So.
Well, it works pretty good.
Okay, last week you were telling a gentleman about earwigs and I heard most of it, and then my radio went kerflooey. What do you do for earwigs in the house?
I don't do anything for earwigs. I hate those little buggers.
Ooh, I do too. They remind me of baby scorpions.
And, well, well, I can't go that far. But anyway, you have them in the house?
Every once in a while. I'm not loaded yet, but every once in a while one comes in.
Well, I would work on them outside so they don't come in.
Okay.
And there's two ways that you can do that.
Well, you told him about the cap in the ground with a little bit of oil
just,
in it. I got that, and then I didn't hear what you said about on the porch.
I didn't say anything on a porch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can also use a board. Now, you can take...
Oh, with the nails.
Right.
Yes, I did hear that one,
and
too.
And then put the diatomaceous earth under it, and then when they crawl through it, it'll kill them.
Okay, and I have diatomaceous earth, too, so...
And that's the two methods that I use.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope we have good weather for next Friday's concert.
Well, we're hoping.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we have a break here coming up in a minute. Here's one of the dumbest ideas I think I've ever heard. There's an Illinois company now manufacturing a perfume. Now, the operative word would be perfume.
Perfume, okay.
Eau de Pew, created from diluted skunk scent. Can you tell me why in the world this would sell, but why someone would think that it would sell? Eau de Pew.
This is probably going to ring your bell.
All right.
I like...
Oh, stop
it. Now, listen to what I'm saying.
Stop.
I like the mild smell of McCaftan, which is the essence of the oil that the skunk is spraying.
What is the matter with you? How can you possibly...
When it's mild, it smells nice. When it's mild. Unfortunately, you don't very often get to smell it mild.
Yeah, you get bombarded.
Most people have never smelt it mild. And if they did, they probably didn't realize what it was. Because when it's really diluted down, mild, it has a rather pleasant odor.
Holy cow, learn something new every day. All right, we have to break. Hard to believe our final segment is upon us. You're listening to Ask Trapper John. if you don't want to know what we were talking about during the...
I'm educating you.
That's really something I didn't need to know.
You might. Somebody might want to ask you about
it. I will never in a million years need to know that.
Well, if you say so, let's just go to the phones.
Please. All right, Martha calling in from Elwood City. Hey, Martha, how are you?
Real good. How are you?
He's terrible.
I am now.
But I'm doing fine.
Oh, I was asking about squash bugs, the striped ones. Now, I've been
squash
putting
bugs.
Neem on, N-E-E-M, and I spray them three times a day, and there's still a few there. Now, would this one that you was talking about to that lady, what was it? I wrote it down, now I can't find it. You said it would kill all bugs.
The commercial he just did?
Yeah.
Boneide. And
Boneide, yeah.
The company, his name is
Captain
Boneide.
Jack or
Captain
something.
Jack.
Boneide is the company, B-O-N-I-D-E. That's the name of the corporation that makes it. The product is called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Do you think it would do them in, those striped bugs in?
It works great. I use it myself. I love it.
Okay.
I've used neem in the past. And neem is a decent product. It works pretty good. I don't want to say it works excellent, but it works pretty good. But I don't think it works as good as Captain Jack. That's why I shifted.
Okay.
In fact, I still got a half a bottle of neem sitting here.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to get and try it and see if...
Once you try it, I think you'll like it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye, bye. Now.
All right, about 10 before the hour, 9 minutes before the hour, we have some time. If you have been waiting to give Trapper John a call, now would be a good time to do it.
Well, they won't wait. They won't call now. They'll wait until there's only a minute or two
that's
left.
That's right. That's right. Here's our toll-free number, 866-487-2773. Let me ask you a terribly dumb question, but I want to ask you a question about deadheading. That grim-sounding term that describes cutting off the unattractive dead heads of flowers in your beds and borders. Should you deadhead everything? Is there a good time to do it, a better time to do it?
Deadheading means you cut the flower off when it's dead.
Pinch it off or cut it off?
So there isn't a better time than to do it when it's dead.
No, but you let it, you know, once they just die and they wither, or do you wait till they get all
you wait till they're
crusty
dead.
And hard? And
they're wilted. They're not dead yet.
Okay.
You wait till they're dead.
Okay.
Okay. Should you do it to every plant? That's a matter of choice. I don't deadhead anything. But there are gardeners that deadhead things for the simple fact that if you deadhead, you get more flowers on many plants. Okay? I'm not a big flower person. Audrey's a big flower person. I mean, I know about flowers, and I've worked with the flowers and so on and so forth, but I don't get into growing flowers anymore. When we lived on the farm, and I had this privacy mound in the front of the house because we were so close to the road, and that I took care of that with flowers and shrubs and what have you, I've done this, but it's not my cup of tea, okay? I'd rather grow vegetables if I'm going to grow anything because I can eat them.
Sure. Well, it said, while deadheading is not essential, it certainly provides great rewards by prolonging the bloom period of most plants,
right,
preventing self-seeders from seeding, and ensuring a freshness and neatness in the garden.
Well,
Freshness
and neatness is in the eye of the beholder.
Right, right, right.
And do you want to prolong? I don't care about prolonging it. That's why I say this is, some people want to do this.
Matter of taste.
They want them flowers to be blooming for.
Yeah. Well, sure.
I don't care.
Yeah.
See? I'm satisfied with the way the good Lord planned it.
Yeah.
I don't have to jump in there and try to make changes.
So you're not a big... Well, I was going to say you're not a fan of deadheading. You just don't. It
Doesn't I just can't be bothered.
You just can't be bothered. Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here's Bruce calling in from New Mexico, our good friends at KBIM. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Are you there, Bruce?
I'm a Bruce, but I'm calling from Rouseville, not New Mexico.
Well, it says New Mexico.
Well, it says just on our screen. Well, sorry about that.
All right, so you're coming from where?
Rouseville.
Okay, that's north.
Yeah, right outside of Oil City.
That's right.
All right.
So okay. What's happening?
I have a son that lives down in the eastern part of the state, and his is plagued with thistles. And they can't seem to get rid of them. Anybody he talks to down around there said the only way you can do that is cement over them. Well, that's kind of out of the question at all, you know. But
I don't agree drastic. With that.
No.
I don't agree with
so
that.
So do you have anything in mind that would work for them?
Yes. You've heard me talk of a company called Bonide.
Yes.
All right. Bonide puts out a product called Weed Beater Complete. And they put out a product called Weed Beater Ultra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either one of them will do the job. In fact, Scott, would you reach over there and pick one up?
Pick one.
The little white bottle sitting over there. I have in my hand here a bottle of Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay.
You can see visible results from this within 24 hours.
All right.
And you can use it in cool weather. You can use it in hot weather.
Okay.
It will kill over 200 broadleaf weeds, which is what thistle is.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you get this is a concentrate, and this will cover up to 21,000 square feet.
Okay.
Okay. If you turn the bottle around on the back, there's a little label there, and it says Weed Beater Ultra. And then on the side it says lift. And when you lift that open, there is a booklet back there.
No, look at that.
And it tells you all kinds of instructions. It tells you how to use it for different types of weeds and different types of things. And my suggestion is always read the instructions.
That's the first thing you should do.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people do not.
Now, this comes in a container. How many ounces is that?
That's
16 ounces concentrate.
That's the concentrate. You can buy this in ready-to-use, but I buy everything in concentrate because in the realm of life, concentrate is cheaper.
All right, very good.
Because you mix it yourself. So I always buy concentrate and mix it myself.
Give it a shot, Bruce.
Yeah, that's Bromide Weed Beater.
Bonide.
Bonide.
Correct.
Bonide.
Correct.
All right,
good luck.
Okay, thanks
all right, see
a
you.
Lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we've got about a minute to take this last caller here.
Okay.
John calling in from Meadville. Have about a minute, John.
Hey, Trapper.
Yeah.
Good morning. I just called about that when you have mice in your car, there's that little stuff, that liquid stuff you put in a bottle cap, what's the name of that?
Peppermint oil. Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Well, you can't just go in and buy that in the store.
Where do you get it at?
Sterling Fur. And I don't have the phone number at my fingertips, unfortunately. But if you call next week earlier instead of the last of the show, I'll look the phone number up for you.
Yeah, I just got home here, and I was catch the end of you. I caught the beginning of you. Right.
Yeah, well, the only place you can buy it's at Sterling Fur Company in Ohio.
Is there anything else that would work to keep animals and mice out?
No. That's the only thing I can tell you that will keep them out.
Where are they in Ohio at?
I can't answer that. I have their phone number.
Okay,
I never
I'll
go there. When I want something, I call them on the phone. They ship it to me.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call next week then.
Good deal.
Okey-doke.
All right. Okay, we'll
so
see
long.
You.
So long. Have a good day.
You too,
you
John.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right. That'll about do it for us this week. We're glad you have taken some time out of your day to join us. We hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget, Trapper John will be at Goddard today for the special Pioneer Frolic going on today and tomorrow. Next week, it's Elwood City, and we'll talk about that next week, all right? You have a nice week, folks. I'm Scott Lowe. He's Trapper John. We hope you know who you are. Bye-bye.